You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it to you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hey, how's it going?
This is the movie show
on Active TV.
My name is Sash.
My name's Ryan.
And we are doing another react show
today.
Yeah.
You're going to watch us react.
Yes, you're going to watch us react to four specific categories. Categories. So the categories are, number one, exaggerated Bollywood. Because what is a react show without some Bollywood, you know? The second one is exaggeration within the K-drama field.
Yeah.
The third is marketing at its finest. And there are some good marketing videos out there, like in fact, solid.
In fact, I like to call it when the ad break is better than the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the last is the shoot versus the shot.
Nice.
Yeah, so we've got them in randomized order.
Yeah.
Our team got them for us. We don't know what we're about to see. Are you excited, Ryan?
I can't wait.
This is us reacting enthusiastically. Shame.
You know, yeah, nice.
That is a very K-drama thing to do,
totally,
though. It's like they slow down.
In fact, it
moments.
Seems for me, it seems to be the Asian, whether it's a Japanese movie or, but they always exaggerate, yeah, like moments like that.
Yeah, they'll like zoom in on the eyes,
yeah,
slow it down.
Mm.
Yeah, I've actually seen videos on Instagram where they joke where like people kiss in an American film and you're just like, and then in a Korean film he just briskly touches her hand.
It's like 10
and
episodes.
It's like, like the person's freaking out because that's how
like a whole playlist of love songs like go by in that moment
just because he yeah, K-drama at its finest, people.
Cool.
Next up. Yep, there it is. They slowed it down again. Oh, that was cool.
I must say, big ups to the editor. You had to like cut, paste, and then each one, like.
You know what I thought of? The person on the curtain.
and literally, it was probably like this.
Yeah, yes. Actually, they should have. Ah, damn.
High
they
frame
should
rate.
Do that. Like, they should slow it down, and then afterwards, like, the actual moment was just.
Big ups to the curtain, dude.
That was cool, though. But that was a cool edit.
Yeah.
That was a very cool edit. Yeah.
Eish.
Yeah, no. I like K-drama exaggeration a little bit more than Bollywood because K-drama, they still are, like, creative and artistic. Bollywood, sometimes you're just like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving right along. Okay, this is the shoot versus the shot.
Oh, there is. And nobody thinks this dude is weird.
That's a very cool shot, though. What's incredible is how stable gimbals make shots.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually incredible.
That's crazy.
Obviously, there's also, like, in iPhone software, there's also stabilizers.
Yeah.
So it's not just the gimbal at work, it's also the camera.
But I'm willing to put 50 bucks down that he also did some post extra stabilization.
So there was triple.
Because there's always those nods, the knocks. But then also, even if in post you kind of stabilize it, you get those slight blur.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say all three lined up.
All three.
Gimbal, iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm assuming iPhone.
Well, it looked like an iPhone. Well, camera that you're working with.
Yeah.
I think if you're working with like. Obviously, like that type of shot is easier to do with a phone because, like, if you were using like a proper camera, you'd need more of a like a robotic arm. There you go, easy. But if you don't have the money for a robotic arm, then definitely camera that's got good stabilization within it.
Yeah,
gimbal. And then afterwards...
And probably lots of takes. I don't know how many takes they did. We're assuming like it was first take done.
Yeah.
And they were like, are you happy now? Like, we need to do it one more time.
One more time.
Can you move that piece of paper over there? I'm going to need to, you know...
Although in a public space, how many...
Well, that's also
the thing.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I'm like, everyone's like...
Like, I was actually thinking, do you remember when we went to McDonald's? Because we needed to, we were shooting a montage for a film. It was like a bunch of friends, you know, like went to get tattoos, went to McDonald's, went to. So then we just walked in with iPhones. Like, no, me and you, no, you went in. Mm. I stayed outside and waited. Then the actors went in, actually bought food. So we did actually buy food.
Yeah.
But then Ryan went in with the iPhone and then, yeah, we like snuck in a shoot.
Couple shots and stuff.
But like you only have one you only have phones are easier though, they generally won't give you issues.
You're filming and you're like, hey, Ma, I'm not coming.
Wow,
be creative.
There we go. All right, next up,
another viral movie marketing campaign has hit the streets. This time it's for the upcoming film Alien Romulus, and they have people lining the streets with the face hugger props stuck to their face just sitting around in California. They even had a chest burster in action. This is just the latest stunt to try and go viral and market a movie, so let's take a look back at some other examples that have been great. Of course, just the other year we had the unforgettable smile marketing campaign where they would go to baseball games, hide behind news reporters, and just creepily smile and stare into the camera like this. Cloverfield had one of the most memorable and iconic marketing campaigns of all time, which basically was just a trailer with no name, no title for the movie, no nothing, barely any information, that played right before Transformers, and that's about it. Then the movie came out and people had to see what it was about for themselves.
That's
but
cool.
Arguably the greatest movie marketing campaign of all time was for the Blair Witch Project, where all the marketing leading up to the movie's release, making the audience believe that this was real, these students actually disappeared, and everything you're seeing happen in real life. With websites being created to blur the lines between fiction and reality, with journal entries and photos and backstories on all the people that were victims. And I just think there's nothing better than when a movie marketing campaign just goes all in like this.
That's really cool.
Damn.
I actually also like the way films or series market. Like the first time I really saw it was Squid Game. The way they...
Oh, really?
Especially for season two.
Sure.
Like you had the doll that they play Red Light, Green Light 2, like all over. Oh. Like they had Paris, Tokyo.
Sure.
Even in LA, like you even could go to these like big events where you would wear the tracksuits, like the actual tracksuits.
Oh, what?
And then you play Red Light, Green Light. And like it's insane the marketing that they do for films sometimes is crazy.
Bringing it into the real.
And they even had like, this one was funny, they got the guards. So you know in Squid Game, the guards wear the mask with the pink jumpsuits. Yeah. They literally got these guards to go to a laundromat. Like just like, they filmed it obviously. But then they get to the laundromat and they had all of the players that had died. They had all of their tracksuits, and obviously the tracksuits had blood on them. And then they literally, they just walk in casually, like you see people doing their laundry, and then they are putting bloody tracksuits into the washing machines. And like, that's just purely for marketing. So like, I love it when they just like everyday life, they do these like very simple, like that, where this person's lying in the street. That's freaky though. That would be very, but the marketing.
And people would have just walked past.
But you actually.
Or some people would have been like, wait.
Yeah, no, you see people.
Should I?
You see people engage.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry, mister. Are you like, go away, leave me alone. I'm getting paid for this job.
A lot of them also, so Squid Game did it a lot. Like they were really good with their
marketing.
That's
creative.
They also, because in Squid Game, a lot of the people get recruited to the games on subways. So in subways around the world, they would just randomly have the guards like get onto trains.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Which is smart. Cool. It's like unusual marketing, but it's so clever.
I think it's great because like every movie, obviously when they want to create their trailer, they think, how can we do this different?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like another level. Yeah, that's awesome.
Also the Blair Witch Project, the fact that you didn't know whether this was a film or if it was actual like...
Because
the Blair Witch Project was the one that they filmed... Well, wasn't it one of the first films that they did
like
home video style?
Like a one camera, single camera kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was real.
You thought it was real?
Yeah. Crazy. Good job, guys.
Good job, yeah. Mm. Next up.
What's the best way to market a movie? 2023 has had so many box office hits, it's hard to keep track of. But where would they be without some viral marketing campaigns? The first one, and the most recent, is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, where they teamed up with Burger King and released the Spider-Verse Whopper, featuring a commercial of a Whopper that is glitching out just like our webbed hero, in a new color for the Whopper.
Oh, that's
Let's
cool.
just say this was a hit. Next is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, where Microsoft and the Guardians partnered together with their old Zune MP3 player, leaning into the classic hits of the franchise. The Zune is long dead and been replaced by the iPod, iPhone, etc. But it is a really cool play and a great marketing campaign showcasing the old device. Lastly is the Super Mario Bros. Movie, with a Super Bowl commercial of the Mario rap, which is a remake of the old rap from the 90s animated cartoon series. And did I mention they hired the original actress that played Princess Peach to play the girl in this commercial? The movie went on to be a huge success. What other movies had viral marketing campaigns? Let me know.
Let him know.
Let him know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We just spoke about that.
Yeah.
The whole marketing, it's brilliant.
And they do, a lot of films have been doing a lot of like collaborations with like McDonald's or like even Johnny Walker or stuff like that. Like, and it's smart. It's very smart because you're not just advertising the film, then the company that you're using the collaboration with also gets... Like Microsoft was able to re-release something that probably a lot of people went to buy just because they enjoyed Guardians and they wanted that type of like aesthetic in their life, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Marketing at its finest.
Definitely.
Next up. Where's the blue light? That must have been posted, right?
Yeah, this is color enhancement and color grading.
That's crazy. That shows, guys, it's important to color grade your stuff. If you don't know how to color grade, learn.
Find.
YouTube.
Oh, learn. Very good.
Yeah. That was cool, though. It was very cool.
Lighting and all of that stuff.
It was cool, yeah.
Brilliant. Is there
Is that it?
No.
Oh wow! Did you just hang him?
He's like, I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry, I hit you. Oh wow, that's wild. So did he like hit him after every cut?
Sorry. Just two more takes, buddy. Just hang in there, okay?
God.
How much I'm buying your ice cream?
Next one, he's like, leave me alone.
That's running away.
That one wasn't too. That one looked solid, though. I must be quite honest. That one didn't
look
too bad. You must respect the Bollywood film industry because the amount of time it takes for them to create those very exaggerated shots. I mean, you saw like all of that literally was just.
And they pay off. And they added like the guy with the tear and the blood.
The person flicking the blood. Next one goes.
Wait, can we try again?
And now the actor can't laugh. The actor's like waiting.
It's like a kid with the bubble, you know, but with the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wait, hang on. Hang on, I just want to get... We need it more like this. And I'm sure it hit the camera guy a couple times.
Yeah, the camera guy's like... Then afterwards, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think the difference between like Bollywood... I can't say that I've seen a lot of Bollywood films, but between Bollywood and then like we were talking about the K-dramas, those like exaggerated moments, is that I find the Asians more emotional.
Yeah.
Where the Bollywood films are more action.
Action, yeah, that's true, actually.
They're more, it's more like, you know.
The Koreans are actually very good storytellers because they that emotional, they really like hone in on emotions. Mm. And then, the Bollywood people, them and their action, wow. Yeah. I think we have one more video.
Let's see.
Rane!
Yeah.
Disney.
Woo!
Wow. He's in the cinema.
Hey. Guys, this is what I'm talking about.
The dust.
This is what I just said.
Someone didn't clean the cinema that day.
Hey. Much be a to make sure they don't.
Drop the guy.
No!
Drop it. I dare you. Oh!
Ah!
Yeah!
Why is it still spinning?
Oh, wrestling move.
Ah! Yeah. That was a very dusty cinema. I would just like to state that in advance. But that was wild. That dolly shot was so cool.
That was cool.
That was... Imagine all you wanted to do was go on an
Yeah,
end.
Yeah. Now, between the K-drama film and this one, I want to watch this one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think
I mean, it's so impossibly over-exaggerated.
The fact that he's fun, like, he did like a 360.
Yeah. And the guy's like so, like, he's not even struggling. He's just like, just flip this oak that probably weighs more than him. Just
I wonder what happened, though, because he was sitting watching the movie, you know? Next week he just stood up. Next week he goes outside and now he's punching someone. You're just like...
putting his teeth out and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if that stuff was maybe in his mouth. So the shot was like, and then.
Yeah, I think they just.
Or it was CG.
It could be a mix of both.
Yeah.
Because you go.
Yeah. Great though. Crazy.
But then.
Wow.
Wow.
It was good. That's some cool stuff.
That is some really. Cool stuff. Bollywood at its finest.
I think film is the only thing that you can get away with. It's like it looks, although there's a very fine line where it's impossible, but because it just because it looks so great, you're just like, yeah, that's a hearty punch.
I do think there is a line though.
There
and
is.
Sometimes, when they cross the line, that's when you're just like, fail.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
But this one was great.
Yeah, that one was cool.
But it was very close on that line though.
The Bollywood films today look nice actually. Like those were cool films.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this game that we are about to play is called Two Truths and a Lie Movie Edition. So we are going to be given two truths and a lie, and then we have to guess which one is the lie. Yes. Okay. We are right now. You ready? You look very nervous right now.
Right now, I'm like, expect the thing that you think is a lie is actually a truth.
The truth.
And then it's surprising.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Yeah.
We are ready.
Okay. Set 1. Hidden movie details. 1. In the Matrix, the green code in the screens is actually sushi recipes. 2. The coffee cups in Game of Thrones were intentionally placed as Easter eggs. 3. In Jurassic Park, the T-Rex roar was created by combining a baby elephant, a tiger, and an alligator sound.
I vote that the Jurassic Park one is a lie. The Matrix one is true. It is sushi recipes.
It's sushi recipes?
Sushi recipes.
How is it sushi recipes? I don't understand.
The code they took, you know the code on the Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually sushi recipes.
You heard that or are you guessing?
I know that.
You know that. Okay, so now we know.
There. I'm joking. I wasn't there. That's now
we
the
know,
truth.
So now we know that that's the truth.
Yeah. I think the Jurassic Park one is
We have heard about Jurassic Park.
Wait.
The one. Remember?
Game of Thrones. There's so many different versions of the Jurassic Park rule.
That's
Game of
the
Thrones,
truth.
The coffee cups were placed there on purpose.
I haven't watched that, so I don't know.
I haven't watched it either, but I know it was set in like the old like.
But what Easter eggs are we? What
Why would they place coffee cups there on purpose? It wasn't to the time.
Okay. So truth, lie, truth.
Unless they placed it there as a joke. Oh gosh, which one are you going with, Ryan?
Truth, lie, truth.
As in you're saying the lies, Game of Thrones?
Yes.
I'm going to say the lies, Game of Thrones as well.
The first one is the truth.
Good day.
The second one, Game of Thrones, is false.
Yay! Bing. Yeah, I told you the Jurassic one.
Yeah.
I heard it was turtles.
I was going to say the sushi recipe thing. I was just like,
no,
what?
That one I know is true. Yeah.
I'm like,
good job, Ryan.
How is that a recipe?
Go watch Matrix and make sushi afterwards.
Yeah, well, next time.
The third set, behind the scenes animation edition. 1. Animators had to reanimate scenes of Tangled because Rapunzel's hair originally looked too smooth and unrealistic. 2. The voice actor of Boo in Monsters, Inc. was a toddler and they had to follow her around with a microphone.
I think that was true.
3. Disney originally planned to make The Lion King a live-action film in the 1990s, but CGI technology wasn't advanced enough.
Oh, damn. This is a difficult one.
Ooh.
because they all sound plausible.
Yo. No, I'm going to say the Lion King is a lie.
I'm also going to say it's a lie.
Mm. The first one is
the
truth.
Yes.
The second one is the truth.
Bing. Yeah. Woohoo.
Mm.
We are killing this game, right?
Yes.
In The Dark Knight, the Joker's clapping during Gordon's promotion was improvised by Heath Ledger. 2. In The Lord of the Rings, Viggo Mortensen broke 2 toes when he kicked a helmet.
Yep. Spoken about these.
That's why he screamed like that.
3. In Inception, the spindle top at the end is slightly wobbly, confirming that code is in reality.
We don't know. That's the lie.
So truth, lie. Yeah.
Ha!
Could have told you that.
Nice, Sean. Yeah. That was nice.
We've done this before. Eh? Like, we've spoken about this stuff.
12 sets behind the scenes animation edition. 1. Animators of Finding Nemo were required to take marine biology classes before starting production.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
3. During the making of Coco, Disney tried to trademark the phrase Dia de los Muertos.
That one.
I'm going to say that's false.
Truth, lie.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
What? Ha! That's not allowed, guys. That is not allowed. They lied to us. The lie is them. Show them on the camera. Show yourselves, people. You are the lie.
You tried to deceive me. Mm.
Set 5. Hidden movie details and behind the scenes. 1. The snow in Frozen was created using a brand new simulation program that took over a year to develop. 2.
Plausible.
Wall-E, the sound of Wall-E's movement was created using real recordings of old casted players. 3. In The Truman Show, the moon in the sky is just a regular movie prop with no deeper significance.
I have not watched The Truman Show. I think Wall-E could be a sound of cassettes. And they possibly could have done a new simulation for the snow in Frozen.
So, I don't know. That last one with 3 truths like really messed me up.
Yeah.
Now.
And I haven't watched The Truman Show, so I don't know.
So let's go on what we do know. So was it true lie?
Yeah. I still can't believe they did us dirty like that.
Don't do that again. Okay. We have spoken about that. We have spoken about that one before. I think more the question is because I think the first one and the third one is true, because I've heard about that before, and the middle one. No? The last one's a lie.
I think Robin Williams was there from the start personally.
I've heard something about that
because
before.
Because wasn't Robin Williams famous before Eddie Murphy? I could be wrong, but...
No, that's a lie.
What's a lie?
The
Robin
Aladdin,
Williams.
Yes.
Yeah, I say true lie.
True lie.
True, false.
Ah, they did it again. Oh, so we were technically both right.
Exactly.
Well.
Yeah. I'm finding a friend. We're right.
You know what?
But it's fine.
The truth is...
We can't know everything.
That this is the end of the show.
In fact, you know what? Can we re-record this, please? And then you can ask the same questions again. Because we're allowed to do that.
Yeah, we
this
are
is,
allowed
this
to do
this. This is film production,
this
people.
This is it. At its finest.
It's the movie bees.
Yes. Mm. This has been The Movie Show.
On Active TV.
Until next week.
Cheers.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.